NYC Mayor Eric Adams threatens retaliation. Deeply contemplating busing New Yorkers to Texas. By Hannah Blow on August 9, 2022. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., this week said he is deeply contemplating busing New Yorkers to Texas to knock on doors in retaliation for Governor Greg Abbott, R., sending busloads of illegal immigrants to the Blue Sanctuary City. I already called all of my friends in Texas and told them how to cast their vote, he said during a Tuesday press conference. And I am deeply contemplating taking a busload of New Yorkers to go to Texas and do some good old-fashioned door knocking. Because we have to for the good of America, Adams said. We have to get him out of office. Adams' threat follows Abbott sending busloads of illegal immigrants to the sanctuary city, prompting the Democrat mayor to deem Abbott's actions horrific. Despite Adams' self-proclaimed devotion to welcoming newcomers with open arms, Governor Abbott, however, attributed his decision to export illegals to blue sanctuary areas to President Biden's continued refusal to acknowledge the crisis caused by his open border policies. In addition to Washington, D.C., New York City is the ideal destination for these migrants, who can receive the abundance of city services and housing that Mayor Eric Adams has boasted about within the sanctuary city, Abbott said in an August 5 statement. I hope he follows through on his promise of welcoming all migrants with open arms so that our overrun and overwhelmed border towns can find relief, he added. Breitbart News captured footage of one of the migrant buses, filled with mostly single adult male migrants, arriving at the Port Authority in New York City on Friday. Watch. As another busload arrived on Sunday, Adams criticized Abbott for protecting citizens of the Lone Star State. This is horrific, when you think about what the governor is doing, Adams said. It is unimaginable what the governor of Texas has done. When you think about this country, a country that has always been open to those who are fleeing persecution, he continued. We've always welcomed them. And this governor is not doing that in Texas. But we are going to set the right tone of being here for these families, he said, claiming that they were forced on the bus.